I placed that as first poem in the book for that obvious idea of wanting to gain as much about life and experience as you can without going over the brink into death or going out of your mind or whatever brink or threshold you could think of. Okay, I'll finish up with three or four poems. This one is the only kind of political poem I suppose Trifle's Drop was. This was taken from a newspaper statement by Ev Dirksen, which I thought was rather interesting. I won't imitate Ev, even though I could. He mentioned, "I don't want anyone to blow my head off because the flowers need me. I told the sheriff I hope he, the killer, waits till the frost comes and the barn swallows are gone." This was in reference to his being threatened half a dozen times in the last few months. Remember, he had security guards over him. So in a kind of Shakespearean tragic mask, he mentions that he must wait. He doesn't want to go until the frost comes, until the barn swallows are gone. And I thought this is kind of interesting, that obviously we can't transform ourselves into that bird or that flower, but to have this kind of involvement in some kind of experience or being that dedicated, even if he meant it or not, it doesn't matter to my purposes, that he or someone wants to stay around to be the caretaker of nature is of interest, and so I wrote it along those lines. Also, the implication is that it's pretty damn stupid when someone has to assassinate a man because he can't confront him face to face, instead of going right up to him and grabbing him, you know, and say, I demand that you tell me what you're doing, what your motives are. To absent yourself and be the detached killer leaves the whole argument unsaid. So that is the other major reason for writing this anti-assassination poem. This is the sudden winter face-off, not with words or a dark, angered face thrust in at the window, but unsigned bullets in flight to explode the breath away and leave the argument unsaid. Neither the swallows nor the marigolds have willed his coming in a time of bloom when man must play gardener to all this disorder, for the bulge above someone's heart is no shy Cupid in disguise. A cold breeze stirs from the north, the barn creaks in its empty hull, and flowers sleep in their roots. Sparrows turn down ahead of danger, and the county sheriff's badge catches the last rays of daylight. The killer's target shifts in light and coaxes his own body into lust to be the bird, to be the flower, and not drop a feather or a petal until the last unseen shadows pass and spring gushes in the live blood.